Welcome to Card Club, where life deals the cards and we tell you how to play them. When you need some advice, sisters almost always have the best hand. We've been dealing out tough love, wild cards, and a few jokers since day one. So sit back, stack your chips, whether they're poker or potato, and let the sisterly wisdom hit the table. Because when it comes to advice, we've always got an ace up our sleeve.
All right, everyone. Thanks for sticking it out through that intro with us. Your three favorite sisters are back on the Card Club pod, ready to give you some advice tonight. So I'm Amy.
I'm Liza.
I'm Livy.
And we're going to start out with our first segment, What's the Deal?, where we're going to give a little update or fun fact about something that's happened to us this week or a question that we want to share. So, Livy, what has been the deal with you this week?
Okay, so you guys know this already because we all did it together. But this weekend we went to a Meghan Trainor concert and it was so much fun. She did kind of, I don't want to bash on Meghan Trainor because we love her as a human being.
It's
her
true,
concert though in Toronto was kind of funny, where she didn't, like, we missed the beginning of her, but, or like of her set, but she didn't talk that much, and it was done by 9:30, which was it was interesting. I'm not going to say it was the best concert I've ever been to, but we love Meghan Trainor and she's so cool, and her husband came out on stage. And there were so many like young girls there, and it was so beautiful to like for them to celebrate. But yeah, it was kind of odd. One of the weirder concerts I've been to.
Yeah, the fact that it was done at 9:30 was definitely interesting. But I do feel like she has a young crowd, right? Like she commented on the people that was their first concert, which was super beautiful and really cute to see all the young girls and fans there. But yeah, the lack of talking was very interesting. And maybe again, it was to squish in all the songs before the 9:30 deadline. I feel like sometimes you go to a concert to like learn more about the artist and the songs and like why they wrote them and the meaning of them. But we didn't get any of that.
Yeah, I feel like her show was good. Like there was like she was dancing. It was like a good production. And maybe like we like I can't blame her completely, because yeah, we like showed up late, so maybe we like missed that like that hype up. But I just feel like usually when I leave a concert, I just feel like more connected to the artist, or even like the songs that they listen to. Like I feel like I listen to them and I hear like different things. But Meghan, I just feel that didn't happen. I don't feel more connected to her album now that I've seen her perform it live. It was still really, it was a good show. But I'd feel like without the stories and the build up to it, I miss that.
Yeah, it felt a bit like she nailed every song. Like it sounded exactly like the recordings, like her dancing, the like her costumes, the background graphics, all that stuff was so on brand and cute. But it did feel kind of like you were just listening to like a Meghan Trainor playlist. Like she just kind of like moved through to the next one, like introduced the next song up next, which was great for dancing, I guess. Like we had a good time jamming out. You didn't lose any momentum at any point. Maybe that's what she was going for. But yeah, definitely a unique show.
Yeah. And I know like she had sold out like Madison Square Garden like recently before that. So I wonder maybe she was just a bit more tired.
Yeah, she's just pooped.
Which is honestly fair enough. And yeah, we were dancing a lot. So maybe if we were just watching the show the whole time, we would have like experienced the same like connection to the artist. But maybe like we were kind of far back and we were just more like having a good time on our own. So maybe we weren't appreciating it for what it was. But yeah, just weird. I feel like she didn't talk at all.
Maybe she did talk, but we just weren't listening.
Honestly, that could have been it.
That is highly likely. So no shade to Meghan Trainor.
We've always
you did a great job.
Yeah, that is a possibility.
You put us in the back row, we're gonna talk.
Yeah, we were definitely talking. We were definitely enjoying the guitar wine. I couldn't really see. I don't know if either of you guys could see.
So I'm the shortest, so I couldn't see out of
I was a little bit, I was more just watching the little girl on the shoulders of her parent in front of us. I thought I was gauging my reaction on what she was responding to you, mostly, which gave me a good.
Yeah. And I do feel like we also had the responsibility of putting on a show for that little girl. Like she seemed
Absolutely.
really entertained by our dancing, by our singing. So every time we started to like bust a move, she would turn around and look at us. So I
Yeah,
really
she
felt
was.
like we had to live up to the expectation.
What an honor that she was watching us as opposed to having a shoulder stand view of Meghan Trainor. We were being
We
just as
outperformed
engaging.
her. We did, solely
A
because that girl
little.
on the shoulders was blocking our view.
We had to make our own show. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I think that little girl on the shoulders, though, she learned something. I
Absolutely.
think she'll be talking about
She
that concert for
learned what
years to
that bass
come.
was. She learned all about that bass.
She did.
And that's what
Yeah.
it's all about.
Positive message. Positive message. Yeah. Okay, that's
Awesome.
my what's the deal. Liza, what's the deal with you?
Great question, Livy. Okay, so my what's the deal is two things. Hopefully that's okay. First of all, is last week after we finished recording for the show, I went to the washroom and sprayed dry shampoo all over my face.
You're
What's the deal
feeling
with that?
greasy? What's the deal with that?
What's the deal with
What's the
that?
deal with Liza's face? Week two. It's true. Could be a whole segment on its
It
own.
could be a whole
We just
segment.
alternate.
Yeah. Well, have you seen that thing on TikTok where people are spraying white powder on their face to like highlight their peach fuzz? Have you seen that?
I have seen those TikToks. I've never watched them fully, but I honestly always assume that it was because you have to buy a different product for it. I always thought it was a product that you spray on your face and you can see, it's like a white powder that you can see all the hairs and then they just like fall off.
No,
That's not
Okay,
what
that
yeah,
would be
kind of like
ideal.
Nair.
Yeah,
Yeah,
not
I
it's
thought it was
not
face
Nair
Nair.
for your face. Yes, so the TikToks are like you can buy this special white or the spray that turns into a white powder on your face that highlights all your baby hairs. But then you like shave them off yourself and it's super satisfying because you can really see every hair and shave in the right places, which like to the naked eye you can't see.
Just with like a
Here's
little
the
like
thing.
peach fuzz.
I'll save you the cost of that dry shampoo. And if you just come over to my building and look in the mirrors in the elevator, because of
Oh
the
my
lighting in there,
God.
you could really see Really?
what you're missing. Oh yeah, highlights every imperfection, and you can just get so close to it because you're in the elevator, the mirror's
Yeah.
right there, and it's like so bright. So next time you can do that.
When I worked like in Toronto for a few days a week and I would go and visit Amy, I just feel like that it was just at my it was my lowest point where I'd been like out like working like walking around in the rain. My makeup had like come off or I wasn't wearing any and I was just like not I was like tired. I was not feeling great and then I would get in that elevator and look at myself.
It's a slap in
It
the
was
face.
terrible.
Even if you are like looking fly in any other situation, it's just like very bright overhead lighting and you're just surrounded by mirrors. Like you can't even hide from it.
And they're
It's
not, it's
like.
not even like fluorescent. They're like kind of yellow, but I feel like with overhead, that almost makes it look worse, where it's just like you're, then it's like dark, where it's like your eyes are really dark. Like anything that's like under the light is really dark and shadowy. And you have a beard.
Yeah, a full-on beard. I also almost wonder, I'm like, what if that elevator lighting is the reason that I even went to see a naturopath for my skin last week? Because I feel like just multiple times a day, I'm just reminded of every little zit. But then when I kind of like stand back in a mirror, I'm like, oh, actually,
I'm
I'm looking
fine. Yeah.
okay. Like,
I'm
it's not
pretty.
that big deal. I'm pretty, just not in the elevator.
Yeah. Overhead lighting. If I was
Avert your
president,
eyes in the
the if
elevator.
I was like prime minister or president, the first thing I would shift is or like change is I would ban overhead lighting. It should be illegal. It should be illegal. It's horrible. But anyways, not that you have to shave your face. You are beautiful the way you are. You do not, a hair on your face is
Hair
not
is
even
natural.
visible to the naked eye. It doesn't even matter.
But
However,
if you spend some time in Amy's elevator, then
that it
you might
is
want to shave
visible. And I am extremely easily influenced. Okay. That's one thing about me. So I see something online and immediately I need to have it and I need to try it. Okay. But I didn't want to buy this white powder that I thought I would maybe only use once. So I saw this
Yeah, that's
hack.
a ripoff.
Yeah, exactly. And you could use it regularly, but I feel like the thrill is gone after the first time, Anyway, so I went to the bathroom and I saw a hack that you could just use dry shampoo because dry shampoo like turns white in your hair, right? So I went to the bathroom and I just spray dry shampoo all over my face. Then I opened my eyes and I looked like an absolute monster. Because you have to like crinkle your eye, like, squint your eyes shut, and then the dry shampoo doesn't get on that. So then when you open your eyes, you have all these lines around your eyes. Every like wrinkle is highlighted. But does it highlight the baby hairs? You can
It
see
did the job.
every little thing, and it is awesome. I'm telling you, it was the most satisfying thing because you just get your little like face shaver and you shave it all off, and then you're just smooth as a baby's bum. It is
Wow.
so, I highly
Did you
recommend.
notice, do you know, like, have you noticed a difference, compared to like just shaving your face?
Absolutely not. No.
Oh,
More
okay.
just
Something to try.
it
Like,
was
if you're
more
looking for
it's
something
more
to do.
because it was an event.
Usually
It
when
was
you're
an
shaving your face,
event.
I feel like it's just like a quick like, oh, I got a little mustache going, shave it off.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So I think mine was more just out of curiosity. Like, I always like I'm shaving around my eyebrows and like my mustache and chin, just to get that little peach fuzz off. But I was like just curious how much other hair I had on my face. It was quite a bit.
Was there any location of high density hair that surprised you?
Like everywhere had hair, like even like in the middle of your cheeks, where like I would never think, like I usually go around the edge of my face because I feel like your hairline kind of extends down. But like just the middle of your cheeks, the middle of your forehead, it's all got hair.
I don't
Everyone,
think
yeah, wait till you spray dry shampoo up on
mine
that
doesn't.
face.
Mine doesn't.
Yes, it does. I'm sure you all have very hairy faces and you don't even know.
Well, I don't.
Anyways.
That's really rude.
I meant it with kindness.
I know.
So yeah, so if you are curious, not that it's necessary, but if you're curious just for science, spraying dry shampoo on your face is both weird and exhilarating.
Would you do it again?
I would do it again. Honestly, it's been a week. Maybe I'll do it after the show and see how
Yes, yeah, see what the
much I'll
regrowth is
see what
like.
the
Yeah, I feel
regrowth is
like because
like.
like baby hairs are so short that they would you would probably like they probably all be back. Same with like
Yeah.
eyebrows and eyelashes, like they're probably like constantly falling out and then they
Yeah.
grow. We just don't even
And
know.
you know when they tell you when you start shaving, it grows back darker and thicker? You know you how they tell
Yeah,
you
are
that?
you concerned about that?
I am concerned. Honestly, after I started, I was like, oh my gosh. What if
But I
I
feel
just
like
have full beard?
I've been shaving like my eyebrows, like you with a little like face shaver. Like I've never had my eyebrows waxed. I always just shave
Yeah, me
them.
too.
And same with like my peach fuzz. And that was like my original concern of yeah, that it was gonna like start growing back. Granted, all my like body hair is blonde, so maybe I'm just lucky in that way.
Just blessed.
But I've never noticed that it's grown back thicker or darker.
Yeah, but also I was thinking, like, remember last week how Amy, when you were talking about your skincare journey and about how the naturopath asked you to stop using products, and you're like, well, I've been using all these products, but they're probably just making me buy these, that's making my skin worse, so I have to keep using them. When I was doing it, I'm
Yeah.
like, this is probably all just a scam. like, if it's gonna grow back immediately and thicker, then I'm just gonna making more work for myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I just have one more question.
Yeah, what's up?
Did you break out at all after spraying dry shampoo, something that's not supposed to be on your face, barely supposed to be on your scalp? Did it cause any irritation or zits or dry
No.
patches?
No,
You feel
honestly,
like your
like I
skin was
washed
less
it.
oily.
No, I didn't experience any difference in my skin. I like immediately got into the shower and did like a full face wash after, so it was like not on my skin for that long. But no, I did not notice any side effects from spraying dry shampoo on my face. Yeah. So,
There you have it. Amy,
yeah.
could you ask your naturopath about that? Yeah, maybe I will. The negative effects of spraying dry shampoo all Yeah,
over.
or if I shouldn't start incorporating it into my routine, because Liza didn't even break out after it, so
Yeah,
maybe
maybe
it's
it's
worth a try.
a hidden secret.
Yeah.
And my second what's the deal is that my power's gone out about six times in the past 10 minutes before we started this show. So if anyone is watching the video version and I go pitch black, I'll be back any minute. I'm
But
not
your
sure what
Wi-Fi is
happened.
still working, which
Yeah,
is
we're
so
like,
weird.
so we're
I
just
know,
gonna
I
go with
don't
it.
get it.
We're just gonna go with it. Just keep pretend I'm here. Just keep going. I'll pop back in at any
Imagine.
time. Yeah. Okay. Those were two very bizarre what's the deal this week. I'm gonna pass it to Amy. What's the deal?
All
What's
right,
the
thank you. Well, maybe I'll, because we keep talking about my naturopath journey, maybe I'll just give a little update on my skincare.
Please.
So I haven't done any face wash, moisturizer, sunscreen, anything for a full week now. And I don't know, like I feel like my skin isn't like great, but it's definitely like just normal. Like I was worried it would be like really bad, like for even just for like the first week, like while my skin like got used to it. But I haven't noticed like any worse acne than usual. Like it's very, which is just like a weird realization that I'm like, should I just like, because I do have a bit of a skincare routine that she gave me of like once a day, I can wash my face with like tea tree oil and water, and you like mix it together on like you just take water and like a few drops of tea tree oil on like a little pad, and you can like wipe it over your face. So I do that like once a day before bed, and then I also put that like Obajiba oil on it,
Pajoba.
jojoba oil,
I
once a
may
day,
honestly, I don't know.
something like that, as like a moisturizer, and also. These products are not expensive. Like tea tree oil for a little bottle, you can get it for like $10. The same with that oil. Like it was like $11 or something at Loblaws. And I'm like, should this just be my skincare routine now? Like, should I just be like a natural girly and just do this instead? Because it's also so much less expensive
Tea tree
than
oil
the products I was using.
is tea tree oil like, I don't know if you would know this, but like I can't remember if tea tree oil is a natural like healer, like if you have like scars you put it on it, or I feel like there's
No.
been some like acne products have. I feel like I've had like a
Yeah,
spot
they
treatment that is
do.
tea tree oil,
Yeah, they
but I just
do.
can't
Yeah,
remember whether it was more for acne scars or ac like
I think it's
acne
for
related.
acne. I know the Body Shop has a big tea tree line for acne.
It's my naturopath said it's a natural like antibiotic. So it gets rid of any like if there's any like bacterial acne that apparently
Good to
it
know.
like cleanses for that. But I would also say like maybe this is too much information, but I feel like it's also like a very like drying thing. So like if you do have like active juicy zits, it kind of like dries them out a little bit and almost like makes them go away faster.
And I feel like that was what I when I had like a the spot treatment that was tea tree oil. It was just like very kind of similar to like other spot treatments that really just seem like it's just killing whatever is there. Like it's just drying it
Yeah.
out. It was
Because
kind of like that.
I've had it too once when I had like a little infection on like an ear piercing. That was one of the things that like the internet suggests is like diluting tea tree oil and using it for like to get rid of an infection. So works. We'll see. I'm hoping after like another full week of doing this, I'll just be like healed and glowing and perfect. So I'll let you know if that happens. But yeah, that's the update for that. And then my other what's the deal was this past week I've been doing a lot of hosting. So I had some friends over for dinner last week. I hosted my sisters during the Meghan Trainor concert, and we invited our parents to come and join for a little brunch on Sunday after. And yeah, I was just wondering, like, I really love hosting. I love having people like in my home and like feeding people and taking care of people is something I really like to do. But I do find it's like quite stressful, like doing it. Like you have to kind of like I just feel like there's a lot of things you have to like think about, things you have to be prepared for. I like my space to be clean when people are coming into it. So I'm just curious for the crowd of like when somebody's hosting you, what are things that you like actually notice that would make somebody a good host? You know, like what, because I know all the details I stress myself out about and they actually don't matter. So like what would you say you actually notice as like this person's a good host if they do this?
I think that's hard, especially that we all like come from the same home. Is that like I think our mom is a great host, but not necessarily in the sense where like everything has to be perfect when company comes over. It's that our parents are really good at like making people feel very welcome. And so that's more like, I mean, I'm a student and I live in student housing, so I'm not usually hosting people that much, but I go to both of your homes pretty often. And I think, and maybe like I'm a bit different than just like a regular host, but I feel like more what I notice when I go to like your houses or like other people's is if people like I don't care whether your like baseboards are clean or dusty, like I don't care about that kind of stuff, and I don't even look, but I notice more like, oh, like did you think about what's going to make me feel really welcome? Of like, oh, like if you want me to fill up the Brita in your fridge, just let and then I feel like tell me that that's how we do it, and then I'll know that I can use the Brita and fill it. You know, like that's more just like let me feel like let me like tell me how to help. I feel like it makes a good host. Of like if you're able to tell me how I can help out.
Right. Or like
Wow,
kind of
that is
like
a
help
kind answer.
yourself. Yeah, kind of like
Yeah,
I'm
it
hearing
does
from
kind of
that like a
goes
help
back and
yourself
forth.
kind of
Yeah, it's like a give and
mentality
take
of
of
like
like.
you're offering something, but you're still saying like here's this and like help yourself to anything else that you want or like help yourself to
Exactly,
more
yeah.
or
Or I'm
whatever.
like,
So you don't always
like
have to ask.
totally. Like telling people what to do is maybe like not the great, not the, you're not the best host for that, but telling people like how they can support, like be like living in the space makes me feel more welcome. 'Cause then, yeah, I'm like, oh, like, I don't, when I go to your places, I don't really think twice about like opening the fridge and seeing what's in it, you know? Like I'm not gonna take necessarily everything in it, but I look, you know, because I'm like, I know
You
because
also
I
go through
feel
the closets too, but that might just
I
be a
do
sister thing.
that. Granted, I'm also the youngest sister, so maybe that plays into this.
Yeah.
But yeah, like knowing if you like if there's things that I can do to help out, that makes me feel more like I can also like take things, and I don't feel as like I don't feel as much of a guest, which makes me feel more welcome.
Okay. Good answer. What
Yeah.
about you, Liza?
Yeah, I think I would go along with kind of the same idea. I think, you know, making a good host is someone who like really makes you feel like they were expecting you. You didn't show up out of the blue. They didn't forget you were coming. They prepared something, you know? And I'm kind of the same. Like, I'm not gonna notice if your picture frames are dusty or your baseboards aren't clean or your fridge is messy. Like, I'm not gonna care about any of that, which I feel like sometimes, even when like people come over to my apartment, I definitely think about. Even though I know, you know, people probably don't notice. Yeah, and I think just making people feel welcome and not in like an over the top kind of way, you know. I think when you're hosting, it's easy to be like, oh my gosh, I have to have the perfect napkins or this event is ruined. When in reality, I won't even notice the napkins. You know what I mean? So I think just like simple and chill, and just like, yeah. Which like you're really good at already is like offering people things. So like not making them feel weird, but like offering them water or something when they arrive and showing them where it is or, you know, things like that. Like simple stuff just to make people feel at home, I think is like the best host.
Yeah, I think that's a good point of like whether like we don't really care whether everything is perfect, but it's natural as like a host to want everything to be perfect. But I feel like as a guest, just to see that someone like put some sort of effort in is important. So whether that means that you're like dusting everything or you're making something or just like tidying up or like something, that's what we notice of like, oh, like they thought that we were coming and they were like also excited about it.
Yeah, like we're excited to have you here. So we prepared a little something. And no, I feel like it also depends on the situation. Like when you guys are coming over, I maybe don't prepare as much.
Yeah, I'm there all the time,
Because
so I
we
don't
grew up
speculate.
together. Yeah, we see each other all the time. So it kind of depends on the different people you're hosting and if there's like an event or it's just like a chill hangout. You know what I mean?
But also
But
like
yeah.
as someone who comes to Liza's house like all the time, it makes me feel more welcome. That Liza doesn't like feel like she needs to like tidy up or prepare something or cook something in order for me to come. That makes me feel more welcome of just being like texting her, being like, "Hey, can I come over for dinner tonight?" You know, it's like then I don't feel like, oh, she's gonna like have to rush and put in all this effort quickly. I'm just gonna show up, and that's also okay.
Yeah, it's not like you're like expecting anything from the host. Yeah. Okay, right on. Good answers. Good answers. Yeah, I feel like for me, like The like cleaning my space, I know is definitely more of like a me thing. Like I just like to have a clean space when I like to have a clean space in general, but also like when I'm inviting people into it, I'd rather the bathroom be clean, you know, like those
Totally.
kind of little things. But yeah, I feel like as far as like hosting, what I'm trying to like remind myself and like put out is more of a like it's I want to be like the like I feel like on TikTok right now they're talking a lot about like an effortless host, like how you just kind of like appear like you have like stuff to offer people and like drinks and like a little snack, but like you haven't put that much work into it. 'Cause I feel like that kind of goes into like what you were saying, Libby, of like the person doesn't feel guilty about it. Like they're just like, oh, this person just like had this like laying around and they're just like happy to like have us. 'Cause I feel like that's more what I'm trying to do of like I want it to feel like I like having people over and that it's like easy for me to do it and that like they're like welcome to just like chill and it's like not like a stressful kind of thing. So, yeah.
Totally. I've also seen on TikTok like people having hosting supplies like r at their ready all the time just in case. I don't do that. I'm the type of person if I
Wow.
know someone's coming over, then I go out and get the things I need. Where are
Yeah.
you at on that scale, Amy? Like, do you have stuff prepared just in case someone shows up at your house, or are you going out the day of? Where are you at?
I definitely usually will like prepare for it. Like if I know that it's happening, I might like in my grocery trip like buy a couple extra things like just in case, or if there's like something of like, oh, this I'm like going for a walk with this person and like maybe they'll drop by after or something. Like I'll maybe make sure I'm like stocked up on like coffee and like soda water, like things like that. And I would say just because we host so often, I normally have like leftovers of things that I could offer people. Like we normally do
Right.
have wine. We have a pretty like stocked like bar cart. And I might buy things like in case we need them, like an extra bag of chips or like nuts or like those kind of things that just kind of like you have around, like once you're doing, or like the fancy napkins. Like once you're like doing it, you just kind of like buy them for one thing and then you have them like for the next time that somebody comes over. So, or even like having like nice cups to like put like cocktails in, or like those things I feel like are like investments that I like to make to like have that I'm like, okay, I'm prepared. Like if like somebody were to come over, or like the next time we invite people over.
Yeah, and you do have nice cups. You
I
really
do have
do.
lovely
Where'd you
cups.
get them?
The little cocktail ones, I put that Brawl Spritz in,
The cocktail
yeah,
ones
or
and
the
just like your
wine.
regular cups. Like the juice cups. You
Oh,
have
the juice
great juice
cups.
cups.
Okay,
Dollar
listen,
store? I
I'm
don't want to
not
be
gonna
rude,
get
but I
you
think I
this.
saw them at the dollar store.
No, the dollar store has the nicest cups and like dishware and anything, like a serving like all of our outdoor stuff that we have, like all the like plastic plates, like serving dishes, all those things, placemats, tablecloths, all from the dollar store. Our champagne flutes are from the dollar store. Our
No
cool
way.
little juice glasses that have like the pattern,
Like the
like
textured ones.
the
Yeah.
textured juice glasses, those are from the dollar store.
No
I was
way.
at the dollar store today
I
and
was
I was
very
like,
impressed by those juice glasses.
yeah
I just
yeah they're
gotta say.
beautiful.
They didn't have
They
that many.
are.
They only had like one or two at the dollar store I was at today. And I was like, are those the ones that ate? Because I was admiring them when I was there. And I was like, are those the
Yeah,
ones? Because
they're
honestly,
so
those.
nice and they're such a perfect size. Like they're kind of just
Yeah.
like a little like, because like when people come over for dinner, usually we'll put like water in those glasses or something, and they're just such a
Yeah,
nice like
same.
addition to the table. They're also great for like a little cocktail. You could like put it in them.
And they feel
If
like
you're someone
fancy enough
else,
that you could put a cocktail in it and it's not like, oh, I'm drinking a
oh
cocktail. If you
yeah, had
glass.
like enough people over that we need, because I think we have like six of them, so like we would use them for things. The other thing, Libby, that like cup with like the strawberry print on it that you put your iced coffee
Dollar
in.
store.
That's from the dollar store. Yeah. You
No way!
but
That looks
they
like
have
it's from
things like that.
Etsy.
I know. They have things like that, but they sell out so quick. So you have to make a trip to your local dollar store every now and then whenever you're in the area and check out the kitchenware section, 'cause they always have good stuff.
They
Even for
also
like if
probably
you're
sell
looking
out
for
really,
like
sorry, they probably sell out really quickly in Toronto, but maybe where
That's
we are.
true.
Yeah, miss a
Yeah,
day,
I go to
miss a
like
deal.
We don't
Yeah.
know, our cities don't know class quite as much. So
That's true.
that's
That's true. And
true.
that's true. What's on trend. So you might have a bit more time than I might at my downtown dollar store, but
Yeah.
still definitely check it out. If you're, or even if you're looking for like baking pans or like they have like KitchenAid, like everything all at the
They
dollar
have
store. So
everything at the dollar store.
I
I love
have
it there.
recently moved in, again, I'm a student, so I've recently moved into a student apartment, and this is the first one that didn't come furnished, or we were like moving in with other people that also had things, and like everything in our kitchen. Granted, we like came with some stuff, like we have like some like very basic supplies, but it was when we like m when I moved in, and there was just like random things I realized that I didn't have, but most of it, or all of the stuff that I didn't come with, came from the dollar store.
Yeah, they have good stuff.
They're really stepping up their game. Yeah.
Yep, they are.
Them and Tim Hortons really diversifying.
Gotta keep people engaged. You gotta reinvent
Totally.
themselves. And honestly, they're doing a good job. So,
Yeah.
especially the dollar store.
They're staying relevant,
Especially.
for sure.
Yeah,
Very tiny.
definitely staying relevant. All right. Well, is that the end of what's the deal? Any other thoughts to add, or we're good to move on?
Let's move on.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. I'm just realizing I did a little card draw for this next segment last week, and I don't have the cards on me. So just give me 1 second to grab them.
No problem. Livy, what's hosting like as a student?
That's a good question.
I feel like it's more just like come over and like bring
Yeah,
BYOB,
like
bring some chips if you
yeah.
want.
Here's a
If you
cracker and a
if you're
leftover
sick,
hot
you can
dog.
come here and you can be in my space as much as you want, but if you are gonna want anything else, bring it yourself.
Yeah,
And I
for
think
sure.
that's also just hard, like especially like as a student who obviously like all my friends are students, that's much more like the expectation of like it's really nice if like sometimes like if someone's coming over, I'll like get chips, but that's like not the expectation. Like everyone is kind of in the same boat where it's like, oh, I'm just gonna buy for myself and everyone else is gonna do the same. Like, yeah, BYOB. If you want food, bring it yourself. Like hosting really just means like providing your space when you're a student.
Yeah, totally.
Which
Okay, just
honestly,
curious.
as a student, that's also a big ask because you're like, you're still gonna use my toilet paper, you're still gonna use my water, you're gonna use my
Use my
electricity.
electricity.
And we are counting pennies here, so. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome for my toilet paper. Maybe we'll get to that point of like you got to bring your own toilet paper. Times are tough.
Yeah, for real.
All right, I got my cards. Shall I draw?
Please
All
do.
right. So for anyone who wasn't here last week, we're drawing a card because we're a card theme podcast for who's going to share their story first and their advice that they have brought to us. So let's see who's going to go first. It's me again.
Oh my
Should I
God,
redraw?
no.
I went
No, you
first
can go
last
first.
week. I can go first. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Unless you don't want
No, I don't mind going first. I'll go. Mine's kind of short.
Shocker.
Okay, so my story that I found on Reddit this week is called it's very black and white. Like it's just the guy is like looking for some advice. It's not really a story. It's more of just like of a situation this person is in. And the title is literally "Need some advice. Everyone really likes me, but I don't have any deep relationships." And this is kind of what he's seeking advice for.
Okay.
So he says, "On the surface, I'm a very popular person. Everyone loves when I'm around and admires me for certain times, but I can probably walk into literally any room and have a nice chat with somebody that I'm meeting. But no one would really consider me a close friend. When people naturally form groups, I'm always an outsider, that people seem to love to have around, but I never get invited to those one-on-one hangs or form any more meaningful relationships with these people that I'm hanging out with all the time. Any advice? How do I build these types of relationships with people, that I'm friends with already?" So I thought this was kind of an interesting story, and I feel like something that a lot of people would maybe deal with of like feeling like you don't really know what you're maybe doing wrong. Like people, he's kind of saying like it seems like people like being around me. Like he says, he kind of self-identifies as like popular. People invite him to stuff. He's kind of a part of a big group. However, he'll notice that people will start to kind of break off and have these more like meaningful connections, or develop that more of like a best friend or like close friend connection. And he is never really included in that, which I feel like, yeah, in different friend groups that can happen. And so I feel like I have some questions to start, just because there's not like a ton of detail in the story. But my first question is like, has he ever had like a deep friendship relationship, like maybe more from like childhood, or like a cousin or a sibling or something that he grows up with, that he grew up with, that maybe they do have that connection? And then maybe like, what has changed since that time in his life when he was making like more like best friends as opposed to now? I think in the little bio it did say he was 24, so he's like a young adult now. So yeah, I'm kind of curious about that, if he's ever had like a deep friendship, maybe in like elementary school or something, and kind of what has changed. I'm also kind of curious about like what a deep relationship kind of means to him. Like, is he looking for somebody to more hang out with one-on-one? Like, is he looking for people that he can like confide in and like ask for advice for, and like things like that? And I think that maybe depends. The answer to that would maybe depend how like helpful my advice is or not. But that's something I'm kind of wondering about. And so here's my kind of advice section for this. One thing he could try is like choosing somebody that maybe he admires how they like build relationships and build friendships, and maybe try to like mimic a little bit like what they do, or like try it on for size in a way that's like kind of authentic to him, and see if that works. Like, obviously, he's like a part of these friend groups. There are people like breaking off and building these relationships. Like, is there somebody that feels like you really look up to who's doing that, and kind of see like how are they doing it? Like, what is their kind of approach? And maybe like try to take some like skills or tactics from that person and see if they work for you. Would be something I would try. I also saw, I think it was actually a TikTok that was talking about a podcast, where they were talking about this, of like building relationships in your friends, or in your building friend relationships when you're an adult, and how you kind of move relationships into more of like an intimate or like close, like a friend that you can more depend on, or like ask them to do favors for you, or like things like that. And what this podcast was saying was, you have to start acting like the level of friend that you want to be, because that's kind of the first step in like how you make that happen. Of like, if you want to have a friend that like offers to pick you something up at the grocery store when they're on their way, sometimes you just have to like do that first and like do it, and then you kind of slowly move into that level of friendship, because otherwise you're never gonna like make that jump unless you maybe do it first. So that would kind of be some advice that I would have for him, of just like try asking one of the like somebody that you like in your group to hang out one-on-one, even if it feels like, oh, we're not at that level of friendship yet. Like, put yourself in that situation, and then maybe that level of friendship will grow if it's somebody that you feel like you have a good connection with, and like that could yeah, that could like grow into something of more. Or if you want some, like a friend who, yeah, picks stuff up at the grocery store for you, ask them and see if they do it, and then maybe they'll ask you in return the next time. Or if you want somebody that you can like share like vulnerable things with, you kind of, I think, just have to be brave and like try and do it, and see how it works. And if it's somebody that maybe turns that away, then maybe that's not somebody that you want to really have that close relationship with. And I feel like it can be kind of like a hit or miss for situations like that. But I do have like a personal anecdote that kind of reminded me of this situation, where when I was in first year, I had kind of like first year university, I had met this group of girls that I had kind of thought would maybe be like my close friends. It was maybe like 2 or 3 weeks into school, orientation week was done, and I met a lot of people, and I felt like these girls were like people I really connected with. But they had all met earlier in orientation week, so they had a group chat
There was four of them, and they were a part of this group chat, and I wasn't a part of it. So I would hang out with them, but they would often like talk about like, oh, I put it in the group chat, but like I wasn't in the group chat. So what I did was I just made a new group chat that included me and the four of them, and then they just started using that one instead because I was like hanging out with them, I was included in it, and I think like their first group chat was called Squad, and then the one that I made like right after I made it, one of the girls like updated it to like Squad 2.0. And then that was like the group chat that we used. So I feel like that was maybe like risky, but it was just something of like, these are the people I want to be friends with. I'm gonna like be brave and just like make it happen, like for myself. And like, and if those were people then that like started shutting that down of like, oh, like Amy made this group chat, but like I'm gonna exclude her and use the other one, as like painful as that is, then that's not really the people you want to be friends with anyway. And
Yeah, then
so
at least you know.
yeah, then at least you know. But I think, yeah, I feel like that was a lot of advice. But those are my ideas for this guy.
Yeah, no, that was good. And I agree in like the sense of it sounds kind of silly, but it's a little bit of like fake it till you make it of like I'm just gonna be like pick someone that I admire or that I appreciate or that I would love to be a friend, a close friend with, and just put myself out there and just try it. And then yeah, I feel like sometimes there's a lot of the time people are just kind of waiting for someone else to like quote make the first move kind of like but you just gotta like fake it and be like, oh, I think we're on this friend level, so I'm gonna be vulnerable, or I'm gonna do this, or I'm gonna ask you to hang out one-on-one, and then people will kind of just like rise to the occasion of like, okay, then yeah, I guess we are like this kind of level friends, and then you become friends, just but you do kind of just have to someone has to fake it a little bit and just like test the waters a bit and then it'll build, but you have to put yourself out there.
Yeah, and I
And I
feel
feel
like
like
this.
that is. Oh, go
Sorry.
ahead, Liza.
I feel like this guy is acknowledging that he like people are drawn to him. He's okay, like great at having conversations with people in at events or in certain situations. So I think you should embrace that. Like people want to talk to you. You're good at talking to people. So just like continue to do that. If you meet someone somewhere, have a great conversation, just like take it out of that space, make it less circumstantial and that you can keep talking outside of it. But yeah, because you are the one approaching people, really good at having conversations, it's such a great skill, but it also probably does fall on you to keep it up because that's what you're looking for. And like, also, not all relationships are super deep. So I think it's like also not a bad thing if you have friends that are just like casual acquaintances that you might not talk about deep, meaningful things with all of the time. So I don't think there's any to discredit that. I know he's looking for those more meaningful relationships, but I also don't think you can discredit other types of friendships. Like you just have to keep going until you find that right match, kind of, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, or it might be kind of scary, but it takes a bit of like self-awareness. Like it's awesome that you're so personable and able to like talk to a lot of people and have like a lot of like more like surface level or a bit like less deep friendships. But it does take some self-reflection of now you have to pick, not pick, or like kind of discern who you really want to be vulnerable with and who, and that it's kind of easier to have a lot of friends that you have like a similar relationship with, but then once you start like becoming more vulnerable and having more like different relationships, then people are going to see different sides of you, and that can also be kind of scary. So I wonder if it's more of like it could be a kind of a defense mechanism of I have a lot of friends, I have a lot of groups, and I can go to parties and I can do all these things really well, but to be really vulnerable, kind of you have to decide what kind of person you want to be or the people you want to be around, which can be scary.
Yeah,
Yeah.
totally. And I just really do feel like embrace that you're good at talking to people. Like for me, if I was thrown into a party, I would not be having a good conversation with people there. I would be so anxious and uncomfortable. But for him, like that's such a good start, right? So it's like such, so like really embrace that, think like focus on what you're good at. And now just like push yourself out of your comfort zone just a titch to make it happen.
Yeah.
But
Or
you
like
do have all the skills you need to get there, it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
You
That's true.
are
It's a
really
good
good at
place to
like
start.
being, yeah, you're really good at being really social. So maybe a next step is like, okay, you've picked someone out of all like these friend groups that you have that you want to be closer with, and then do something that you can still be really social with. Like invite them to a party of like a different group, but just the two of you like go together kind of thing, or something like that, where it's like you can still like
you can own what you've got and you can be really like outspoken or like really talkative and stuff. But and so you're still kind of in like in your comfort zone, but bring someone along with you so they can kind of see like see you and see you at your best.
Yeah, and I also kind of think like back to the hosting thing that maybe you could like invite a group of people over to your house if that's what you're into. 'Cause then you can kind of like pick and choose who you invite. You know, there might be a few potential candidates for your meaningful friend out there. And you can invite them all over. And sometimes it's more like it's less intimidating if there's a group of people, right? Like it's not just like you have to sit down one-on-one with someone and keep a conversation going, but you can like, you know, create a nice little group of friends. And then you would be making the effort to like have them over at your house and like extending the invite that you want to hang out with them on a more like personal level instead of just like meeting up at other people's events or houses or whatever.
People love intention, like
It's
the intention.
true.
Yeah, and it's such like a flattering thing. I feel like usually, like if somebody just invites you to hang out, it's like, oh, they want to spend time with me. That feels good for the other person too. I
Totally.
also wonder, like, if because this is something you feel vulnerable about, or you feel like you don't know how to make those closer relationships that other people seem to have, it might take some reflection to think about how are you maybe protecting yourself from those vulnerable feelings, and is that putting off something that's maybe telling people that you don't want to be a closer friend? Like, for example, like if you're feeling embarrassed that you don't have close friends when you're hanging out with part at parties, are you like making up plans that you have later on the weekend, or are you saying like, oh, well, like I would do this with somebody else? Like, are you trying to like maybe embellish some parts about your social life in order to protect yourself from things, which is fair, but then is that getting in the way of people feeling like, oh, like he's available to make more friends, or he wants to have more friends in his life, as opposed to maybe coming across as if you don't need that, because that feels scary and more
Yeah, I think
vulnerable.
it's such a natural thing to like have a fear of being excluded. So are you like is we to protect ourselves, we like exclude ourselves from things as well. Of like if other people are making plans, even like at a party, do you like kind of back away being like, oh, that's their like they're obviously much closer than I am. But maybe they're not. Maybe they're just more open to like having more experiences or like building more connections. And so then you just naturally exclude yourself just so you don't feel rejected later on. So maybe it's
Or
just,
you No, that's so true. You like make an assumption that you wouldn't be invited, and so you just like don't ask if you can come, or you don't like or you say that you're busy instead of just asking if you can come or not. So, yeah. All right. Well, I think that was some good advice. I don't know what this person's name is, but I hope that helps, and I hope
let's call
they
him
can.
David.
David. Yeah, so
Amazing.
David, hope that helps. Good luck out there. It is scary to make
Is
friends,
scary.
especially when you're a grown up. It changes so much adult friendships, when you're kind of doing it on your own and you're not in school or undergrad or anything anymore. So, good luck. But it seems like you got a lot of really good things going for you. So you just got to put yourself out there.
People like you.
You got this.
You got this, David. Okay.
All right, pull our next card. Pull our next card. It's
Three,
going to be the
Livy.
same order as last
Same
week.
order as last week.
That's actually spooky. Yeah. Okay. So I just have to do a little warning for mine. Mine involves poop. And so if if you're easily queasy, skip. Don't listen.
I can't wait.
Anyway, it's not graphic. It's about poop. Okay, so I name the characters because it's just easier for me to imagine in my head. And so we have Ava, who's the one who's asking for advice, and then a roommate named Johnny. Okay, so Ava is 26 years old, and she has always lived with girls. And so it kind of sounds like it is a maybe not necessarily like student housing, but it is like she originally was living with three girls. Or two other girls, like in a an it was just the three of them. It was a three bedroom apartment, and then one of the friends, like moved on to something else, and then found a new renter, but it was a boy. And then both the girls were like, "Okay, That's fine. Ava has never lived with boys before, but she was okay with Johnny moving in. It seemed okay. But since Johnny has moved in, and Johnny's a bit younger, he's like 22. And there's just been a few funny things that Ava is finding it difficult to adjust to living with a boy. For example, he is always just wearing boxers around the house or around the apartment. And she's like, if this was the only thing, it wouldn't be a big problem. But it is just like, it is kind of an example of he's not very aware of his surroundings or like how the people are gonna interpret the things that, like him being in his underwear all the time is just, it makes other people uncomfortable, but he doesn't really care about it. But the main problem is that they're having a bit of an issue if he's not flushing the toilet. And so Ava says there's been like at least 7 times where she's walked into the bathroom and there's not just like sometimes boys don't flush the toilet when they pee and that's like one thing, but he hasn't flushed the toilet when he takes a poo-poo. And that's just like a different
Ew, ew.
situation where I'm like, I don't get why you wouldn't do that.
Power went out.
Power outage.
Sorry,
That's just
just
spooky.
keep it rolling.
Should I just keep
Yeah,
going? Are you listening?
I can hear you. Keep going.
Okay, I can just see the reflection of myself in
Sorry.
your glasses. Is the only thing I can
Oh,
see.
it's back.
Oh,
It's back.
She's back.
okay. Yeah. So Ava, she said there's like been a multiple times where she's like had to like flush his toilet of like his poo, and she's just like she's easily queasy, and she's like I want to gag when I see this, and we're not even friends. Like you flush your own toilet. And even when he does flush the toilet, he just like leaves the toilet and the bathroom really like messy and gross, and she just doesn't really know what to do about it. So she did text him one time being like, hey, would you mind just like making sure you flush the toilet when you're done in the bathroom? He's a
Fun.
22-year-old man, but no problem.
Seems reasonable text.
And then he responded with okay with a thumbs up, and that was fine. But since then, there hasn't been no flushing incident, but there has just been like he leaves the toilet gross to the point where Ava just has to like clean the toilet after him, has to like clean up his poop in the
Oh,
toilet. No, which
no.
you just don't do, especially when you're like you're a roommate and it's not like you're even all best friends, or it's just like a one-time thing. It's like if this is an ongoing thing, you should be cleaning the bathroom. You should all be cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah. Or just cleaning up after yourself in a
Yeah.
situation like that. Like,
Totally. Like, yeah, maybe it would even be a different situation if it was just like he wasn't cleaning the bathroom. Like the other two roommates were like felt like they were always the ones cleaning it, but just yeah, he's not cleaning up after himself when he leaves things messy. So now she just like doesn't really know what to do. She's like, do I tell him again that he has to clean his toilet? Because now she's like, I'm kind of embarrassed about talking about it. I don't really want to, and I don't want to embarrass him because he just seems like completely unaware of the situation. And I feel like she was kind of hoping that like when she sent that text about flushing, he was going to be a little embarrassed and then just like kind of overcompensate and just like clean up after himself way more. Like he would realize that other people were having to clean up after him, but that didn't happen. And so my advice,
Yeah, you've had some experience living with boy roommates,
I
Libby, so I'm sure you
yes
just have so much
yeah
wisdom on this topic.
That's definitely why I started reading it. But to be honest, like the boys I live with, yeah, I have been in a similar situation where I've lived with a lot of boys who are students, and we're all still kind of like learning how to live on our own. But the boys I live with were pretty clean, and so I can't really relate to this whole like, oh, I don't really, especially like everyone has different preferences, and so there would be times that I would ask people to clean things up, or I would ask the boys to clean things up, or they would ask me to clean things up, and it would kind of it would then we would do it, and it was fine. But I've never had this like completely unaware of the issue kind of problem. But my advice would be kind of similar, like just having experience as a student renter, living with people that I'm not super close with. Is first I want to talk to the other roommate involved because we haven't heard from her yet of whether, and I think Ava said like in the post, that she doesn't know if the other roommate has noticed this problem. So I'm like, first, I think we should talk to her. And if we think it's just, if it is just more of a minor problem, or we're not, if she's not super concerned about it, maybe we can talk to, like, Ava can talk to the other roommate, just about, like, could she text him and say, oh, would you mind like cleaning up? Just so it's not always coming from the same person. That might be one option. Or my other idea was, should we just have like a roommate meeting? And if they're, like, there's three of them, it doesn't have to be like, hey, I'm, it's not me, so it's you. I know, like, I'm not making the bathroom dirty, so it has to be you. It could be like, if there's three of them, it can be a bit more anonymous of just like, oh, hey, like, I've noticed that the bathroom has been kind of dirty, so can we just make sure that we're all like cleaning up after ourselves? Because I've had to clean it up a few times, and it's not my mess. So why don't we all just clean up after ourselves? Maybe that could be an option of just, it doesn't have to be as much of like an intimate conversation if we can make it between the three of us. And then my last piece of advice was, if it's like an ongoing problem, I wonder if the roommate who moved out, like the other girl that moved out, if she is sub, like if this, if Johnny is like subletting from this woman, could she be involved just in the sense of like, oh, hey, I've gotten some complaints that you're not like keeping up your end of the bargain of like keeping, of like cleaning the apartment. And then even though it's hard to ask someone else to have this conversation with Johnny about him destroying the toilet, at least this woman doesn't have to live with him, and then that just like takes a bit of the tension away of like, if there has to be some tension, it might as well be this like other, this other character that we don't really have to, yeah, talk to all the time or like see in the apartment. But that is my advice, and stop cleaning up the destroyed toilet if it's not yours.
Yeah, I wonder if there's like another bathroom. Like maybe the girl roommates could just collectively decide to use the other bathroom and just let him dirty this bathroom and realize no one's gonna clean it for him.
Yeah.
You
And
know, but
it
I don't
kind
know.
of
Maybe
sounds
that's not
like
an
there isn't,
option.
just because the like Ava who was like sent, who's asking for advice, was gonna like, didn't think that the other roommate had noticed, or like ha they hadn't
Okay.
talked about it yet. So I'm like, I wonder if it is only one, just because she's like, they, it seems appropriate that maybe she, like, she would have noticed, they just haven't talked about it. But maybe
Right.
there's two, because I don't know why. Like if it was maybe like the other roommate, yeah, had one, and then Ava and Johnny were sharing one, it would just be like a them problem.
Yeah, because I really do think if you keep cleaning it up, he's gonna be like sick, you know,
Yeah.
someone's
And it's
cleaning
just
up
such a
my
hard,
mess.
yeah. It's such a hard thing where it's like, I don't want you to have to clean it up for someone else. But also, yeah, if you want to live in a clean place, so
Yeah,
it's
so
fair that
that
you
is a
want to. And I feel
problem.
like that's like a hard part of like communal living in general, of like, we all kind of have different standards of like what a living space should be like. And so sometimes there's like some tension of like, oh, I don't really care if this is clean or not, or like how clean it is. Or yeah, like who's gonna vacuum? Do we care if it's vacuum? Stuff like that. But this is kind of like a big one. I like poop.
Yeah, this is like a little more of like a biohazard than just like dishes in the sink, you know? Like this
Yeah.
is like grounds for eviction in my opinion, but
Yeah.
I don't know what the landlord would think about that. It's just also hard too that I feel like she shouldn't be the one that has to ask for that. Like I just wish that like he had learned some like courtesy in that like
Yeah.
situation, that I feel like it shouldn't be her that has to like teach him like this is what you have to do like when this
Yeah.
happens, and like, that's so awkward like as an adult to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, my idea was like, could you like have, yeah, like a roommate meeting, and like if you don't want to address the issue specifically because it feels too like gross or embarrassing or whatever, could you implement like some sort of like cleaning schedule so that like everyone takes their turn cleaning? But I feel like this is more a problem of like after something has happened, he should like clean up after himself. Like that's
Yeah.
like, you can't just do that once a week,
Can't
you
really
know? Like,
schedule that.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
And it
because
just
it's
seems
also
like
hard with.
more. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, it's so. I don't have good advice on this because I feel like my only ideas in this situation are very like passive aggressive of like, could you leave
No, we
like
love that.
sticky, could you leave sticky notes in the bathroom of like, please clean, or like, could you start like buying
toilet cleaner and just like leaving it in his room or something. Like those like little
You're
things
not
of
a
like,
communal roommate until you've left a passive aggressive sticky note.
yeah, because it is like it's hard to talk about, and it's one of those things like you don't really have like much of a relationship, or it doesn't sound like in this story she has much of a relationship with him other than like they just live together, so she shouldn't have to like worry too much about like keeping him happy, but
And
it's
it
crazy.
in this situation, it just seems more like it's less of like, I mean, it is a cleaning problem, but it's also just like he seems unaware. Like the fact that he's like walking around in his
That's the
underwear all the
hardest
time.
thing.
He's just like, even when like other people like are uncomfortable with it, he just doesn't seem to notice. Or like, yeah, like not only is he just like forgetting to flush the toilet, it's just like once he's made a mess, he doesn't clean it up. Like there's just like so much going into it where he's just, it's not that he just is messier than, like I feel like with dishes and stuff, it's more just like, are you messy? Are you clean? Do you care when it, are you bothered when there's one dish in the sink? Are you not, are you never bothered when there's dishes in the sink? But this is more like a, you're just unaware that someone else is cleaning it up.
And that's like such a hard, because based on what she shared in the post, like she hasn't said anything about like, oh, he's so selfish or he's like a bad guy or anything. Like it sounds like he's just like a normal dude that just like doesn't even notice, which is like even more impossible, like to know how to like teach him how to notice. Like that's so hard.
Yeah, but I think you like whether it's a roommate meeting or a one-on-one conversation, or you get someone else to tell him maybe, like if he maybe thinks that more than one person is noticing, it's not just you. Like if you get the other roommate to say something, if she's comfortable with that, that might help. But I do think, as much as it sucks, for lack of a better word, like this is a really horrible situation, and it will be uncomfortable to talk about someone's poo
Yeah,
in the
no matter
toilet.
what.
You have full right to do so. Like,
And I
you're
think
paying rent.
mentioning that you have had to clean it is important. If not just like, and I feel like to me, cleaning it is already a bit like passive aggressive of like, oh, if you're not gonna do it, I am, And then I would think like, oh, they're gonna notice that somebody else cleaned it up, like cleaned up their mess. But obviously that didn't get, he doesn't seem to mind.
Yeah,
And so,
so I just think, yeah, stick to like you're right. You shouldn't have to clean up the toilet. And I think you just have to keep telling him because eventually, like, hopefully he'll just start noticing that he's making a mess and that other people are cleaning it up. And like, I feel like that's even embarrassing for him. And even he might not be noticing again that you're cleaning it up. He might not even be noticing he's making a mess, I guess. I don't know. But if you tell him you've been cleaning it up, then that's kind of embarrassing for him, hopefully. But you do have full right. Like you have full right to like where you live and have everybody contribute to like keeping a clean living space. And some things, roommates like have to compromise on, but I don't think this is something you can compromise on. You can maybe compromise on the vacuuming schedule for sure, but this is like really gross and
And this is very
unsanitary.
much like my mess or your mess. Like a vacuum is kind of like however clean you want it, we can kind of like figure out a schedule based on that. And sometimes more like someone's going to vacuum more than someone else just because they are bothered that the floor is dirty, And I feel like that's okay. But when it's coming from inside your body, I think you should be the one to clean it up.
It's fully his responsibility. Stop cleaning it. Talk to him as soon as possible or get someone to do it because this is totally not your job. You are not his mom.
And maybe if you make him
Totally.
uncomfortable, and because he's like super embarrassed about having to talk about his poop all the time, then maybe he'll just move out and then the problem will be solved.
Oh,
That's true, one way
totally.
or
Yeah,
another.
that would be ideal, honestly.
And I do feel like in this situation, like you're not here to make friends. Like it's, like you're right, Liza. It's like well within your right to be asking for this, as unfortunate as it is that you have to do it. I honestly do feel like every time there's an issue, send him a text and ask him to clean it up right now. Like just like he has to learn that that's not like fair for the other people he's living with. And if that bothers him so much, then he should maybe live by himself. Like he
Change
should like
the
this.
channel.
Because
Or
it's also
remember
hard because
last week when
he's
Ryan was going to take pictures of all the horse poo around Toronto?
a
Like,
picture,
same.
post it.
Take pictures. Advocate for a change.
Start an Instagram account and
Start an
every time.
Instagram. I'm just joking. Don't embarrass him, but seriously, talk to him.
And it's hard because like the girls are 22 and he is or sorry, the girls are 26 and he is 22. And so maybe this is like his first time living away from home, and his like one of his parents just always cleaned up after him, or he lived alone and he just never really cared. But I think you just gotta tell him. You just gotta be, it's gonna be really awkward. And but maybe he just genuinely doesn't know, and someone eventually is gonna have to tell him. And at this point, it seems like it's gotta be you. So
Yeah, you got this, girlfriend.
sorry
You
about
can do
that.
it.
Sorry about
That
that. Sorry.
sucks. But the outcome is gonna be good. It's gonna be worth it to have a clean toilet. It's for sure worth it. Another thing is, like, again, I don't know how messy we're talking, so I can't really envision it, but sometimes those little things that stick to the inside of the toilet bowl, they can't help.
No, we're
You
I
know?
read the post. We're past that.
We're past the sticky Lysol thing. Okay, no problem. Talk to him.
But you could still do that as well. Like,
Yeah, just
just
as
to
a
make
kind of
yourself feel
precaution.
similar to like a passive aggressive sticky note, like a passive aggressive
Lysol
toilet
little
cleaner
sticker.
sticker.
Yeah. Passive aggressive, just toilet cleaning products around the whole bathroom. Just flood it with
You
toilet cleaning
cannot go
products
wrong.
if you
Or
have
like if
to.
you have like a communal like budget of like the things you like buy like for the apartment together, maybe just start like ringing up toilet like bathroom cleaning products.
Or
You have a group chat and you like find a YouTube video on how to clean a toilet and you send it to the group chat saying, "Hey, found this really interesting video. You should all give it a watch."
Maybe we should all
You
watch
should
it.
all give it a watch.
And I think that's
Or
where, like, if
put
there is
in the
a.
group chat.
Go
Sorry.
ahead.
Put in the group chat. These are all the toilet cleaning products I purchased for us all to use because I noticed that people have not been using anything to clean the toilet.
Everyone
So
owes me
now you have your
$50.
choice. And yeah, everyone owes me $25 because I bought all this toilet cleaning
Or
stuff.
even like if you do just have like a roommate group chat, like kind of similar to like the roommate meeting of just like you don't even have to like target the guy in it, even if you like know that it's him. Just be like, "Hey, the toilet's gross. Whoever did it has to clean it up. Please."
Totally. And I
Right
also
now.
think you could be like, if you have this group chat, say, who's responsible for cleaning the toilet? Because I used all my Lysol because I've been doing it for the past 3 months. It's gone. So whoever's going to buy it next, if you could just have at her, that'd be good.
And then maybe talk to them about like maybe we should start restricting dairy or something.
Start doing allergy tests.
Cuz there is some issues that I've been noticing.
It seems someone in
Just
this
do like
house
a
is
check-in, be like,
uncomfortable.
is everyone's digestion like doing okay? Like, is there any, like, I'm just concerned for anybody. Like, you could always play that card of like, I'm worried about you.
And Libby, I think I
Like,
said that to you when you lived with the boys and you had a few flushing incidents. Like, if even if someone forgets to pee and it's like, that's definitely not as bad if you forget to flush after you pee, whatever. But if it's
that's
continuous,
environmental.
you just go up to them and you're like, "Hey, I noticed your pee's kind of yellow. You might not want to drink some more water today." Like, start commenting on it.
And then they're gonna naturally be like a little bit embarrassed and like,
Yeah,
"Oh,
like she's
now
looking.
I'm crossing a boundary. So how are you gonna fix it? Flush the toilet."
Yeah, sometimes you
And
just
she'll
have to
never
be the
know.
freak and take
Sometimes
one
you
for the
just gotta,
team.
you shouldn't have to play the mom role, but sometimes you do.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah, the patriarchy. It's too bad.
Great
Wow, that
story
was
you
a good
brought this week,
story, Libby.
Libby.
That's an
Best
interesting
of
one.
luck in this unfortunate.
One I hope that none of our listeners ever have to go through. That's hard. But I do feel like in roommates, there's some bathroom issue
There's always one.
throughout your time of
Always.
living with other people. There's always something. All right.
Wow.
Number
That was
two.
number
You're up
two. That
last.
would leave me. Okay, so mine is about a couple that's in college. And it was kind of a long post, so I'm just gonna give you the rundown of it. But pretty much there's this couple that I think recently started dating in their last year of high school. And they both went to college, but their colleges are 3 hours apart. Okay. So it's been a long distance relationship, but they've seemed to be making it work up until this point, which I think is maybe within their first year of college, where the guy and her kind of had the schedule where twice a week, like one of them would go down to visit, the boy would go visit the girl would go visit the boy, 2 different days, but it's like a heck of a drive. It's 3 hours Saying
both
once a
ways.
week?
Yeah. So they're really committed. Apparently, they're really in love, is what this post said. However, recently, this guy has been picking up a lot of shifts at work. So he's a full-time college student and he's working part-time in different shifts every day. And he recently started working on the weekends. Okay. So the girlfriend's like, he really doesn't have time for me. I want to go see him, but he's always working. He can't come see me because he's working. We call at nighttime, but he falls asleep on our call because he's so tired from working. And even when there is kind of a window where they could hang out, he picks up another shift, even though no one's forcing him to. He just wants to, apparently. And so he's having to like cancel plans and is working all the time, but she thinks she still loves him, so she doesn't know what to do. What were
Is
you
he
thinking?
having to work so much to fund the toilet bowl cleaner for his student house?
That
That's a
could be
great
a question.
something you have to think about.
So
Times are tough, so.
that's the first piece of advice. Ask him that because that's
Yeah.
acceptable.
What is the money for? Is it for cleaning the toilet? If so, do what you gotta do.
You gotta respect that.
You gotta respect that. It's so
Yeah,
important.
Lysol is expensive.
And yeah, in this economy.
Yeah.
So I had a really hard time coming up with advice for this one. I think this is a really tricky situation. Especially because it seems like this girl is still really in love with her boyfriend and she wants to be spending more time with him. And he keeps telling her that he misses her and wants to spend time with her, but is working all the time. And the post didn't say anything like he has to work this much to pay for his school or pay for his rent. It didn't say like it didn't seem like it was a necessity. So it's just, oh, it's so tricky. And so then she also said at the end of the post that she's trying to get a job to make herself more busy so she doesn't feel as lonely all the time, which is great, but she hasn't been able to find a job. So, super tricky.
That's
So,
tough.
I don't know. Like, I think it's worth, again, there's so many ways the situation could go, but I think relationships in school, this is like busyness is to be expected, right? Like it's the time of your life when you kind of like hustle really hard. Most people do have to work and be a full-time student just to like make it work, you know? So I think it is to be expected in this time of life. Like there is a busyness element. No one has like a set routine. It's always just like up in the air, changing every single semester, and you move to different places for like co-op jobs and you go to different schools across the cities, right? So it's hard, but it is also something you sign up for if you're going to have this long distance relationship in this time of your life. Right? So I think it is like if you are still willing and excited to be in this relationship with him, to have a talk, to see if there's any possible way he could maybe just drop one shift. So there is that, and maybe on a day that you don't have class. So you could definitely hang out at least once a week or even every other week, just so you could have that schedule because it seems like you did have a good thing going before this job happened. So I think it's worth a chat just to see what's going on. Just to see if it's possible because before this, it seemed like they were both willing to drive the 3 hours to visit each other. So, but I don't know, maybe something's changed that it's good to investigate. I also just think you should talk because that is a lot of time to work as a student. So I think you should make sure he's working, number one, and it's not just an excuse to not hang out with you. Okay.
Yeah, ask him to send you some money and see what he says.
Yeah. Could he send you a bank statement? No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, track his location,
I
which
need to
how about
borrow
that?
$1,000. Could you send me $1,000?
Seriously, he should be raking in the dollar bills at this point. So and like have an open conversation. Like, is he needing to work this much to pay for his school or to make ends meet? Like some that might be a possibility. And in that case, you might just have to support him and know that he's not doing it to avoid you, but it is like of necessity for him. Or yeah, make sure he's actually working. Talk about maybe reducing one shift. Potentially that wouldn't make that big a difference in his income, depending how long his shifts are. And it also could be right person, wrong time, which is like sad. But I also think things happen for a reason. And so if you're meant to be with this person, it might not be the right time, but it doesn't mean you won't come back to each other at some point in your life. What do you guys think? That was tricky for me.
Yeah, I
No,
think
that's a
that's a hard one. Especially with like just the details that we have. Yeah, I think like dating in general, especially like coming from high school in your relationship and then going to university is tricky just because like you're young, like your young adult years are very like selfish years, kind of where you're living for yourself, and so it can be really tricky to like be attached to someone else through those years. Not to say that you can't be, but I think that kind of it has its own set of barriers within those like few years, just because it's like if we don't know, but may if he is like having to work to get himself through school or to pay his rent or even just to like save up, these are the years that you would do that, of just working really hard and saving up money for your future because you don't have that many expenses right now, because you're just kind of living for yourself. So that can be a hard time to be in a relationship with someone else. But yeah, I think obviously the key theme of this podcast is communication. So like just talk to him that you're feeling a bit neglected, because that's probably like the chances are that that's not his intention. He's just focusing on himself and not really thinking how it's making you feel. So talk to him about that. And then yeah, if it isn't that he like has to be working to make some like make money for something specific, then yeah, I think that's the right idea, as of like, could you agree on always, like even if it's once a week or every other week or once a month, have one night that you promise that neither of you, that you like are, you both don't have class, and then you're gonna keep open whether like one of you has jobs or both of you has a job this one night. We always just save for each other. Or like, is it one night every other week that you both drive half the way and meet in the middle, and then one weekend a month you like both leave open to go and visit each other? I think it is doable. It's not ideal, but it is doable. But you just have to figure out something that works for both of you, and that's hard, especially when you're not close. Like you actually have to very, very intentionally communicate.
Yeah, I totally agree. What do you think, Amy?
Yeah, no, I would echo what you both said. I feel like that is kind of the bottom line of we have to kind of figure out what we want to say and then have a conversation around it. I am curious just about like what's changed in his life that work is more important now than it used to be like a few months ago, and if it is like a money thing or if there's something else that he's getting from working, like getting to the bottom of whatever that is, so that she can kind of have an understanding of why it's so important to him. And yeah, having her, I always say, like, speak from like how it feels like from your perspective. I think if you kind of come in from those situations of like, you're doing this and you're working too much and you're falling asleep on FaceTime, like, that makes the person feel attacked, and that's like hard to have that conversation. So if you can try to come from it from a place of like, this is how it makes me feel when you fall asleep on the phone, or this is how it makes me feel when you cancel our hangouts, there's usually more empathy that comes with that. So that would be some conversation advice I would pass on to her. And yeah, I think it is like having, as hard as it is, taking a bit of time to reflect on this relationship for you, either pre or post conversation, and see like, is this somebody that is your forever, like feels like long term, that you really want to try to stick this out with? Because it does seem like it's really hard, and it's maybe going to continue to be hard for the next 3 years. And for some people, it's worth it to put in that effort if you really feel like they're the one that you want by your side for a really long time. But if not, then maybe it is a little more work than it's worth for this phase of your life, when maybe you could be investing more in relationships that are closer and feel new and things like that. That yeah, what is this relationship really giving you, and why is it important to invest? And if you can understand that why, then I feel like you have more motivation to make it work long term, if you know what that is. And you can kind of stick through the hard parts of it. So, but
Yeah,
not an easy
I totally.
situation for young love. So hard.
No, and it's so hard in this stage of life because I feel they're just starting college. And so it's just such an exciting time of life where you're meeting new people and having new experiences and kind of like for the first time creating your own life, you know, like you're making your own choices and living where you want to live and making the friends you want to make, you know, you're not just like assigned to a class that you stay in all the time like you do for your
Yeah.
whole public school career.
It's so exciting and new, but it's also like a bit of an identity crisis of like
Totally.
now I really have to pick who I am, and am I someone who goes to class and then is like finds a job and works really hard, or am I someone who spends a lot of time with my girlfriend because that's who I am. It's you it takes some time to figure that out.
And it's like such a fine balance, I feel, even especially in your first year, where like the person writing this, the girl, you have to make sure that you're also making connections and like being in the present in your first year and not just focusing all your energy on a boy that's 3 hours away, as hard as it is. But if you're like leaving all the time and only focused on him, then you're gonna miss out on the relationships and the opportunities that are happening right around you. And I'm not saying that you need to break up with him immediately. I'm not saying that, or not focus on him, but also make sure that you're like focusing on your present and creating a life that you love where you are. And I also think that's probably hopefully what he's doing. Like, hopefully he just found a job that he loves and he's expanding opportunities and it's like in his field and he's super excited by this new opportunity for him, that he's just taking as much as he can get. That doesn't mean he can forget about you, but I do feel like it's a time in your life where like all these new opportunities are just like thrown at your face and you just kind of have to take them as they come, you
See what you
know?
can
And
catch.
it's like a balancing act trying to figure out like how to spend time with all these people and like do your classwork and have a job and have a social life and all of these things coming together that he's maybe still trying to figure out. So I think having a talk with him will stop or hopefully help you not build up resentment for him. So, you know, like, yeah, he needs to work because this bad thing happened or his laptop broke. He needs to replace his laptop or his rent's really expensive, you know? Then I think that will help you have some empathy for the situation and understand that he's not just doing it because he doesn't like you or whatever. I think talking about it's the first step, and then you can figure out what the plan is from there,
Totally.
if that
Yeah, it's
makes sense.
important to note like right now you're putting so much negative energy into this relationship, and that's like no matter whether that's going to build like resentment or something else, like you're just gonna it that's gonna build no matter what. And the only way to really fix that is having a conversation, whether that means that you aren't together anymore or yeah, you like understand why he's working so much, and that kind of that hopefully will take away some of that negative energy and help you focus more on where you are right now. That's like starting school, because yeah, maybe he's just found a job that he really loves and a community that he has to really like focus on right now, and then later down the line he might be able to take a step back from that job. Not that he'll have to like quit, but he can focus more on you. But right now he has to focus on where he is, and maybe you have to focus on where you are. And you can still stay together, but that having that conversation will just take away some of that like that untalked about or that like negative energy that's happening.
Totally. Because, yeah, it's likely that he's just like setting up his foundation at his new place, right? And just feels like, I feel like when you start university, you don't want to miss anything, right? Because, like, what if that's the moment that people become friends or that's the moment that you get an opportunity and you're not there, you know? Like, you just want to say yes to everything and be as present as you can. So potentially that's what's happening. Like he just wants to be there to build his foundation in this new city, knowing that you're not there all the time. So he kind of has to create this new life. Not that you're not important, but it does take some time to like settle into a new city and feel comfortable and meet people and all this stuff. It's build your
And even like
foundation.
that's similar to like starting a new job, that even if like work or studies aside, just to be there to like when you're starting a new job, you want to be there to start or to take shifts that nobody else can take. You want to feel like they know you as a reliable source. And so you just kind of have to build that reputation, and that's maybe what he's doing right now, but you just have to talk about it.
It's the only answer.
The
It
only
really
answer.
is. And I would
Yeah.
like an update because I'd love to know what he
Yeah.
says.
I know. And these situations really can go either way. Like I have friends who were high school sweethearts, went to universities 4 hours, like 6 hours apart, and survived all through university and are now married. But I also have lots of friends who came to university with boyfriends from home, and then you just kind of realize that it's the wrong time for that person. So it can go either way. People do it for both
And
situations. You just got to figure out what's going to be best for you and what's worth it for you.
yeah, and maybe it's important to note that, especially in this, like in these kind of situations where people just go to different schools and there's just, yeah, there's so many new things happening and people are really starting to figure out who they are, that like relationships can end, and that doesn't mean that anyone is in the wrong of that. Like this boy could have found a job that he loves and that's his new priority, and that you aren't getting out of the relationship, or you aren't getting what you want out of the relationship. And that can mean that maybe this isn't the right relationship for this time, and neither of you are wrong. They don't have to do something bad in order for it to not be the right relationship. You can just realize that you want different things right now, because this is the time that that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a very common conversation to happen this time of life, for sure.
True.
Well, best of luck, girlfriend. Have those conversations, everybody.
Yeah, not easy, but it's the only
I
answer,
think that was a
unfortunately.
theme, talking about meaningful relationships, talking about poop, and talking about romantic relationships.
Yeah, it's all you can do. Just got to put yourself out there.
Yeah, totally. All right. Well, good luck, everybody. Amy,
Yeah.
what's our wild card this week?
All right. Our wild card is a would you rather question, which I love. So the question is, would you rather have every single thought you have throughout the day show up in a speech bubble above your head? Everything you're thinking, not just what you say, all your thoughts show up in a speech bubble. Or that anyone can read, or everything you do is recorded and live streamed so that anyone could watch it. Which would you rather? Speech bubble for your thoughts, or everything you do is live streamed?
Oh my gosh.
That's an impossible question.
It's a hard question.
Okay, here's my
I
answer. I don't want to
Okay.
think too deeply into it because I think I will just get stuck in a cycle.
Oh yeah, off the top of your head, off the top of your
I
head.
think I would choose speech bubbles above my head.
Really?
Risky. Yeah, risky, but everything I do live streamed. Like, what if I take a shower? For privacy reasons.
That's fair. I guess I didn't
I
think about
think I
that.
need to have speech bubbles, and I also think there would be times, like if you're aware the speech bubble is happening, you could think nice things about people, think appropriate things, and then there would be times
All the time,
when there's
that would
such
be
control over your thoughts.
that would show up in the speech bubble. Like it would show up your thought of like, oh, I hate that girl's shirt. Oh, she can see this. I need to think of something nice to say. I love your shirt. Like that would like be showing up. Like you can't control that. It's instant.
Well, I don't think there's a good option here.
Okay, no, that's fair. You're right.
I
Okay, so
think,
you
yeah,
would have
without
live
thinking
stream
too.
because you don't want people to see you in the shower.
No, I would have my thoughts above my head.
Okay.
Okay. Similar reasoning, but I would go the other way of that I would rather be live streamed all the time because I think maybe this is a crazy thing to say, but I think my thoughts would put me in more vulnerable situations than someone seeing me naked.
That's true. I agree, Livy.
And
I
I also
agree
just
with
think
that.
I have everybody has mean thoughts. I think we can get over it. You know, we all have mean thoughts. And I think maybe sometimes the thoughts that I have would maybe tear down relationships. Okay, I think the people that I care about would not watch my live stream of me in the shower because they
Yeah, only
care about
pervs
me.
are watching that anyway.
Exactly. Only person watching that, I can And you're
fine.
okay with that?
Rather
Yeah.
than having every single mean thought I have, because that's gonna more, I feel like, ruin relationships that I have built. my live stream is gonna ju is just gonna be for perfs, and I can get over that.
Is your
Yeah.
live stream like advertised? You know, like has the thoughts are above your head? Like, do you have a sign on your back that says, I got a live stream of every single thing I do?
No, but if you have thoughts, it might. If your thoughts are being
Yeah,
displayed.
it would show up in the thoughts. No, I feel like maybe you would just have like a shirt that you had to wear where people could find your live stream, but they'd have to go watch it on the internet, I
So you're
think.
saying if you saw someone with a shirt that said, I have a live stream of every single thing I do, you wouldn't go look at it? Even
I
if you
probably
knew them?
wouldn't. I feel like I don't know. I
You're
feel like
kidding. But hear me out. Okay, live stream of me all the time. I'm more like, okay, the embarrassing things that you do of like pooping and showering and sleep. It's like those are things that everyone does. But
yeah, and I
the
think people
thoughts I
would just get
have
over
are
it. Like they would,
unique.
yeah, and associated with you, where I feel like if people are watching your live stream and making fun of you for pooping, it'd be like, well, I'm in this deal. Like I have to have everything live stream. Like get over it. You
You
know, like
poop.
it's like this is you're the one that's watching. It's your problem. Yes, I would agree, Livy. I think I would rather have my thoughts, or no, I would rather have the live stream as opposed to my thoughts because of what my job is, I do a lot of reading and research on like thoughts and how they like control our behavior and what if you can change the way you think about things and whatever. And you really can't. Like we have a lot less control over our thoughts than we think we do. And I just think my thoughts don't always communicate who I really want to be as a person or who I
Totally.
am as a person. Like it's more of just like this instant thing. But I do feel like for the most part, my behavior does communicate who I am as a person. And that's what I would be more comfortable with people seeing.
That's a way better way of saying it than mine was a bit
I
rude.
liked your way of saying it, but like your thoughts are more vulnerable than
Than my body.
No,
Yeah.
I
And I
think
also just
that's
think I
true.
could, on the sense of just like, I feel like either way, like, I think I could just like maybe be a bit delusional and just pretend that no, or like convince myself that nobody's watching my live stream. But when I'm thinking, I can see who is reading my thoughts. And I feel like that makes a difference too.
Yeah, I would agree. So 2-1, Liza. So that means you lose. Would you
Well, I'm gonna have private showers for the rest of my life.
rather?
So I think I win.
You enjoy that.
For
I'll just wear a bathing suit. It'd be fine. Yeah. Or maybe
the
you could get, maybe you could get some sort of exemption for like private moments. You could cover the live
Oh, well,
stream,
you
but
didn't mention that.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I would
I'm
just
just trying to
trust that
keep it family friendly.
the people I care about, or like that I would care to not watch it. Wouldn't watch it. Like the people I care about wouldn't watch it. I don't think that is
Yeah,
necessarily
get over the
true.
rest. Yeah.
I'm saying, like, what if even for harmless reasons, your coworker is like, "Yeah, I heard Livy has a live stream. I'm just gonna go check it out." And then one time you're eating a cookie, no problem. But the next time you're in the shower, or you're pooping, or you're
I
sleeping.
probably
Then I think.
not gonna lie, I probably have thought meaner things about that coworker. Than I'd care to share. So I think I still
Yeah,
win.
that's true. I also think
Okay,
like putting
fine,
myself
guys.
in the shoes of that coworker, like if I knew that one of my coworkers had a live stream and I went to watch it and I saw something that like made me uncomfortable, I would never bring it up that I like looked at
Yeah.
it and like what, because that's
And then we
creepy,
would just
so I
convince
would never
ourselves
say anything.
that nobody is watching. Nobody important is watching. Nobody Yeah.
important
Because
watching,
they
or
would never tell. everybody's watching. You wouldn't know.
I don't
You
think
just
people
have to
have as much
convince yourself,
time as you
Liza.
think they do.
Oh, I've seen people on the internet. I think they got time.
But
Okay.
again, the
People
people
are
I
making
care
comments,
about
making
don't
random
have the
posts.
time. The people I care about don't have the time to be watching me in the shower or don't want to be watching me in the shower.
Well, okay, is it everybody in the world has to pick one, or is it
Oh
just
my
the three
gosh.
of us?
It's just you.
It's just me.
Just you. You're
That
alone
feels
in this
like an
question.
isolating
But you know what?
experience.
You've already locked in your answers, so it's over
Yeah,
now.
I
It's
stand by
done.
it. I stand by it. I think
Okay.
it would do more
All right.
mental damage to me to have the live stream.
That's
But
fair.
you
And
don't
your
think
thoughts are
it would
probably
do
quite
more?
pure, so.
Oh, they so are. No, I take that back.
Oh, come on. I'm nice. Yeah,
Oh,
Liza's
well.
nice through and through. Well, I guess we'll never know. All right, shall we wrap her up for this week?
Let's do it. Another great dose of sisterly advice. Even though we ended on a disagreement.
Yeah, even
But
though
you
we're
know
in a
what?
fight now.
Disagreements can happen, and you just got to talk about it, and
Yeah,
then
it's
you'll
all
be
about
fine.
communication. It's
Yeah, and
true.
agree to disagree is a big part of communication.
Yeah, about of
Very
sisterhood,
true.
really.
Very
Definitely.
big part.
All right. All right. And that's game. Thanks so much for playing. And until next time, remember to keep your cards close and your sisters closer. Bye.
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 How do I
Okay,
stop?
cut the deck.